fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Body art is increasingly popular among all ages and backgrounds. Whether it's a personal choice or fashion statement, it is important to be aware of the risks to make the best decision for your circumstances. Joining us on Fitter Happier this morning to discuss staying safe when getting body art is Yala Downs from the Environmental Health Team at the Department of Health. Welcome, Yala. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I first want to ask you, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what you do for your work?
Okay, well, I trained as an environmental health officer a number of years ago, and I've been working in the Environmental Health Directorate at the Department of Health for nearly 13 years now, and I look after a number of legislation and policy portfolios, including things like hairdressing, beauty therapy, piercing and tattooing, as well as things like public building safety and event management. So a broad portfolio.
Yeah, that's very broad. Tattoos and body piercings are the most common forms of body art. What else is considered body art?
Well, there's variations on tattoos and body piercings. So variations to tattooing include things like scarification, which is literally cutting into the skin to create scars in patterns. And then there's branding, which is exactly as it sounds like, branding iron to the skin to, again, create scars in different patterns. When it comes to piercing, there's a number of different variations. So there's dermal anchors, which is means they can pierce any part of the body. There's the piercing with a little anchor that sits underneath the skin. There are flesh plugs and tunnels, which involve stretching the skin to put larger pieces of jewellery in the hole that's created. And then there are implants that create 3D art. As well as tongue splitting, which creates a forked tongue. So there's lots of different, and then there's other stuff that's emerging as well as that. It's a very dynamic industry.
Well, that's a lot that I didn't even consider as part of some of the stuff that's considered body art. I want to know, for someone who is like me and does have tattoos and piercings, what are some of the potential health risks of body art that people don't normally consider?
There are lots. So piercing or implants can be rejected by the body, so they can slowly sort of work their way out of the body. They can migrate, so they can move slightly, so they're not in the same place as their initial placement. They can become embedded in the skin, so the skin grows over the top of the piercing. Then there's nerve damage if it's being done by someone who's inexperienced and unsupervised. Scarring, of course. You can get allergic reaction to dyes and metals in tattoo inks. You can get chipped teeth from tongue piercing. And then there's also regret. So there are some studies that show up to 50% of people who get permanent body art do come to regret it.
That's definitely a major thing. Luckily, I haven't regretted anything thus far.
Good.
And like you were saying before, you know, inexperienced piercers or body art tattooists, why is it important to choose the right studio or body artist, and how do you choose the one that is right for you?
Okay, I'd start by asking for recommendations from people who you trust who have had similar procedures done and had good experiences with their artists. I would look at the examples of the artist's previous work. So every artist has a different style, so you want to make sure you're happy with the style that they work with. And then there's, you know, the common sense stuff. Look at the studio itself. It should be clean. It should be registered with the local government. You know, if it's a dirty shed in someone's backyard, then I'd probably be backing away. Make sure the artist takes infection control seriously and they're happy to talk about that process. Ask lots of questions until you feel happy with your chosen artist, because you could be spending a lot of time with that person. Tattoos can take hours or even days, numerous sessions, so you can be spending a lot of time with them. So you want to make sure that you feel completely comfortable with them.
I 100% agree. And I think most importantly, what I talk about with my friends as well, if you aren't comfortable at the time, if you've agreed to do a tattoo or something and you go to the parlor or whatever, and you just all of a sudden think, I don't want this anymore, it's important to voice that instead of going through with it.
Away.
Yes, of course, you can definitely walk away, which is why I want to ask, why is aftercare important and what should and shouldn't be done?
That is another question to ask the studio, make sure that they offer an aftercare service. So aftercare is important because, first of all, it keeps your body art looking good. And second of all, and probably most importantly, it is to prevent infection. So when you go to the studio, they will give you some aftercare advice, probably in writing. There will likely be a few restrictions for a few days on the type of activities you should avoid, depending on where on your body you get the tattoo or piercing or other body art. But standard advice would be not to wear tight clothing over the body art. Don't use perfumed body lotions or perfumes. Don't engage in activities such as swimming. Use a spa or have very hot showers. And if you get an intimate piercing or body art, then you might even be told to refrain from sexual activity or kissing if you get a tongue piercing. So there's quite a few. And depending on where you get it, there might be a list of other things that you should avoid as well.
Mm-hmm. So heaps of things to look out for and make sure everybody does their research as well. Lastly, Yala, I want to know, where can we go for further information?
So the best place to start is our Healthy WA website, so healthywa.com.au. There's lots of information on there about body art, choosing the right place, even ages of the age restrictions and things like that. It's all there for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for joining us, Yala. We appreciate your time here on the Record.
No problem. Thanks again for having me.
That was Yala Downs from the Environmental Health Team at the Department of Health, chatting with us all about tattoos, piercings and other body art. And like Yala just said, healthywa.wa.gov.au is a website for more information.